Anyone want to give any feedback about what it was like to try and maintain the space while practicing something you wanted to practice?
Perfect. So we have one person who's read the book, and they're saying they remember that the instruction was you just slow down the thing way down so you can maintain your effortlessness. And that's perfect feedback. It goes right into the thing I wanted to quote-unquote teach. This is all, the only real teaching moment. Well, it's all a teaching moment, but this is the only real sort of information-y bit in the whole session tonight. You do not have to write this down because I have copies. I can give it to you. This is the thing that we're going to talk about. It's called the practice diamond. All right? So visualize a diamond, and guess what's at the top? And it's always a constant from now on for the rest of your lives. It's called effortlessness. All right? In order to become a master who plays effortlessly, you will always maintain your effortlessness according to this way of practicing. The other three quadrants are the whole piece, at tempo, and perfection. In order to maintain your effortlessness, you have to leave out one of the other three. All right? So again, perfection, the whole piece, and tempo. So just do a scenario with me. Someone pick one of the three besides the effortlessness. So it's really a practice triangle because effortlessness is always there. So whatever way works for you. You could picture a diamond where effortlessness is at the top, or just a triangle where you have tempo, the whole piece, and perfection. Somebody volunteer, pick one of those that we're going to leave out.
Perfection. Go ahead.
Perfect. All right, good. So in this scenario, just to make sure you're learning this, we maintain our effortlessness, of course. We're going to play the entire piece, right? And how are we going to do that with regards to tempo?
At tempo.
And how is it going to come out, assuming we're going to maintain our effortlessness?
Imperfect.
Totally imperfect, right? And we're going to be totally okay with that, right? All right, now someone else volunteer. Now, somebody else, please pick another one besides perfection. What are the other two? I'm just kind of doing this so you can absorb the material. Pick a tempo. All right, so we pick a tempo. We're going to maintain our effortlessness. I mean, we're not going to pay attention to tempo is what we mean. We're going to maintain our effortlessness. We're going to play the how much of the piece? All the piece. And how are we going to play it?
Perfectly.
And what do you think has to happen to the tempo in order to do that?
Slower.
Like even slower than slower than slower than slow, right? But yeah, that's how you do it. And then finally, what's the remaining part of the triangle we didn't pick yet?
The whole piece.
The whole piece. So please tell me what happens in that scenario.
Play it at tempo.
All right, let's have the volunteer say it.
Play it at tempo.
Yep.
I play two bars.
Wait, one person, just the person who said it.
So you play it at tempo, but you don't play the whole piece, but you play the part that you play perfectly at tempo.
And effortlessly.
And effortlessly.
And how big or small do you think that piece is going to need to be in order to maintain
two bars.
Like, yeah, she said two bars, maybe not even. It could even be one note. So this is the learning diamond, and it kind of sums up the thing. If you never do read the book, if you're willing to go in the space, if you acknowledge that there is a space that from which you can play, number one. Number two, if you're willing to take your hands off the darn instrument every time your head starts getting in the way, and do that a lot, or at least have a certain portion, maybe your whole day doesn't have to be that, because people say, well, I only got, you know, half an hour of practice, and you want me to sit around meditating for 15 minutes of it. I get that. But maybe, you know, if you only have a half an hour, you do the first 10 minutes of that, you do effortless. You know, so there could be realistic compromises there. But what was I saying? If you are willing to let your hand go off the instrument, and if you remember the practice diamond, you during that portion of effortlessness that you decide you're going to do for that day, you decide which of the three things out of the four you're going to do. Everybody understand?
Yeah.
Cool. Any questions, comments, snide remarks so far? All right. So this is exciting for me personally. What we're going to do next is an extension of effortlessness, and one might call it an integral part of jazz, but which is of course improvisation, and there are different levels of improv. Care, thank you. There's different levels of improv, and the deeper you go into improv, perhaps the more quote unquote free you get, right? But there's another session that we're going to do or have done on paying attention to where you are in the form in jazz. This has nothing to do with that. What we're going to do is just completely make a spontaneous composition, all of us at the same time. And you don't have to play the whole time. In fact, you might end up spending, you know, 80% of your time not playing. But when there's something you want to contribute, or you feel that it's going to support the group. In other words, the notes that you play aren't about you, they're about everyone. And first we're going to do a little technical check by making sure that everyone's volume is reasonably equal so we can all hear and contribute. And I'm actually going to put the, no pressure on this, I'm not going to tell it, sell it or give it away. No one's going to want to hear it anyway, no offense. Or maybe we will, but I'm going to record it just because. And I'm going to put it right here. No one knows anyway. It's all, no one knows who you guys are anyway. But it's not about that. So don't worry about the recording. I shouldn't have even told you. But anyway. But what you're going to play, you're going to all play an extended improvised composition. If it ends up taking a form or a rhythm or something, so be it. If it doesn't, so be it. The less I say about any of that, the better.